Roxanne Clark, Roxanne, R-O-X-A-N-N-E, Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth is 6/15/1957. This is for date of service, 2/8/2023. Mrs. Clark is a 65-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, retinal detachment, vitamin B12 deficiency. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism and a multinodular goiter in October of 2022. She reports symptoms of fatigue and dry skin and some thinning hair. She reports some weight loss over the last year or so. She also reports symptoms of insomnia and some thinning hair and some compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She had a thyroid ultrasound done in October of 2022, indicating multiple subcentimeter nodules on both the right and left thyroid lobe. This was done in October of 2022. The patient's also complaining of upper respiratory symptoms, which have lasted greater than 10 days and have not resolved. She has tried over-the-counter remedies, and nothing has helped. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter: the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on October 19th, 2022, indicating multiple subcentimeter nodules on the right, with the largest one measuring 1.1 by 5 by 7 millimeters, and the dominant nodule on the left measured 2.6 by 4 by 6 millimeters. Her next thyroid ultrasound will be due in October of 2023. At this point, my recommendation is to monitor these nodules and assess them for growth in October of 2023. Next summer, I will also get a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to assess for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Next summer, for her upper respiratory infection, I have prescribed azithromycin as written above. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.